Geshe-la always backs up his teachings, as did Jeson Karpa, with quotes from Buddha, Buddha Shakyamuni, the founder of pure Buddhism. So in the sutras, we know in the Heart Sutra, in the sutras, Buddha said that all phenomena are just mere name. Even the emptiness of all phenomena is just mere name. Okay? Everything's mere name. And this implies that beyond the mere name, nothing exists at all. Okay? So in when he was giving this to us orally, Geshe-la said, Buddha saying all things exist as mere name, all phenomena exist as mere name, all living beings, including ourselves, exist as mere name and with their own function, this is commonly acceptable, and we can prove this. Even emptiness is mere name. And this implies that beyond mere name, nothing exists at all. So, he said, this very nearly looks like everything does not exist. But he's saying it skillfully, because this is not, we're not, how to say, going into a nihilistic view that nothing exists at all. We're not saying that. Things exist as mere name, okay? But this mere name is not conventional truth. There's not conventional truth. If it's dependently related, it's not conventional truth. This is non-deceptive. Okay, so again, maybe right now, that doesn't make any sense, but it will later, if you hang on there, hang on in. So now in Mirror of Dharma, there's a whole section of teachings about how our self, because of this problem of ignorance, not understanding emptiness, ourself and other living beings, we always identify ourselves wrongly, mistakenly. We make a big error in the way that we identify ourselves, and this is the source of all our suffering. All the sufferings, all the problems, all the pain, all of it is arising from our incorrect identification, our mistaken identification of ourself. Okay, so this next section is it's all very profound, I know, but it's wonderful. He says also, it is true, that because living beings identify themselves mistakenly, then they develop mistaken appearances as hallucinations. And because of this, they experience suffering and problems continually in life after life until they attain the supreme permanent inner peace of nirvana. Because it's interesting, Geshe-la saying that until we attain nirvana, permanent inner peace of liberation, until that time, we will always be identifying ourselves mistakenly. In other words, we're making a big mistake when we think I, me, independence upon these aggregates. He says, we should know that we are thinking I, day and night, even during our sleep. It's true, isn't it? You're thinking I now, I'm thinking I. All the other people thinking I. Thinking I, day and night, me, I. Because of this, because we're thinking I, we perceive an I as ourself. So what's wrong with that? There's plenty wrong with it. Right now we don't see it. We don't understand what's wrong with this. He says this way of identifying ourselves is wrong. Why? Because the I that we normally see does not exist. The I we normally see does not exist. Okay, but what about the mere I? Doesn't that exist? So I say, yes, it does. There's still some problem there. So, to clarify this, I'm going to go back to the last time Venerable Geshe-la taught this teaching live here in the temple in 2007. He was teaching on the three principal aspects of the path. He said, it's very beautiful, he said, without these five aggregates, body and mind, basically the two aggregates of body and mind, five aggregates just means form of our body, feeling, discrimination, compositional factors and consciousness, these five in traditional Buddhist way of explaining. But we can just say body and mind. Without this body and mind, there is no basis for developing I. We develop continually this thought, I, even during sleep. The strong thought thinking, I, mine. Because through perceiving any of the five aggregates, either the body or experiencing pleasant feelings, unpleasant feelings, neutral feelings, discrimination and so forth, then any of these five aggregates, through perceiving any of them, we develop the thought, I, very strongly. Why? Then he says, because of ignorance. We don't like that, do we? When Venerable Geshe-la says, the reason you're thinking I, when you're looking at your body and mind, is because you're ignorant, we don't like that. But now we need to understand, what does he mean? He says, there is no valid reason to think I, through perceiving our body, or our feeling, our discrimination, compositional factors, and so forth. Why are we thinking I, through perceiving any of the five aggregates? Why? There is no valid reason. No valid reason. What is your reason? It is only because of ignorance. So you think, well, what does this mean? So then Geshe-la says, as Shantideva said in Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, maybe you know this verse, there is no body, but through ignorance we develop the thought, my body, through perceiving any of the hands, the legs and so forth. Just like a mind mistakenly apprehending a person when observing the shape of a pile of stones at dusk. So this is a perfect analogy to explain our situation. If you can imagine you're walking home just as the sun is going down, it's getting dark, and in the distance you see a pile of stones. Yeah? And you think to yourself, oh, there's a person over there. This is what this means. It's like when we see the parts of our body, we say, oh, there's a person there. But, you know, like with the pile of stones, there's no person. Same with the parts of our body and our mind, there's no person there. There's no person.